The Doxycanon I'd like to share this week for Parshas Vayetze is one that answers, on the one hand, it answers like an interesting question that you might have had, just explaining maybe a little bit of a gap in the story, at least as Chazal understand it. But also, on the other hand, I think it contributes to a much greater theme that really is a big part of the story here. With really all the Avos and Imahos, and especially Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah. So I'll just mention the question that it seems to be specifically addressing. So the Baal HaTosfos say, the question they address is that we know that Chazal tell us, Gemara Megillah, Gemara Baba Basra, Rashi quotes it here in the Chumash, that Yaakov gave Rachel Simanim. There are simanim. There are certain signs, just in case, right? Just in case Lavan would try some funny business and would try to have Yaakov marry somebody who is not Rachel, he gave Rachel some simanim, and these would be indicators that it was her. And then, of course, as Chazal tell us, Rachel didn't want Leah to get embarrassed, so she gave the simanim to Leah, and therefore Yaakov was fooled by Leah with the Simanim, and therefore he ended up marrying Leah. So what were these Simanim? What was the sign? Was it a secret password? Was it a handshake? What were these Simanim? So Rashi doesn't tell us. I don't know of any source in Chazal that that tell us, but the Dasa can have an answer. And that answer, I think, will be able to contribute to a greater question that we might have, and just explain a theme that you might see throughout these parshios. Now, there are many different places that you'd be able to start this, because there are a lot of different texts that might be explained more clearly with this, but I'll just start in one particular place, because you have to start somewhere. So in Perek Chaf Tes, in this week's parsha, there's a scene with Yaakov arriving in Haran. He meets the three flocks of their shepherds and their flocks. He sees them sitting around a well, and he's speaking to them. They explain the system, that they wait for everyone to gather together and push the rock off the well, and then they all give their sheep to drink. And it says in Pasuk Yud that, so just before that, they said that Rachel was coming in the distance. They said, oh, this is Lavan. This is, you're asking about Lavan. There's his daughter Rachel. And it says in Pasuk Yud, Vayihi kasher ra Yaakov es Rachel bas Lavan achi imo. And it was when Yaakov saw Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, the brother of his mother. Which is interesting that it calls Rachel the daughter of Lavan, the brother of his mother. We know, first of all, that Rachel is the daughter of Lavan, because they just told us in a couple of psukim earlier that Rachel is the daughter of Lavan. And to tell us that Lavan is achi imo, that's really not necessary. We know that from Chaye Sarah. We saw the story over there with Eliezer meeting Rivka and the family, and that includes Rivka's brother Lavan. We know at the end of last week's Parsha, and at the end of Toldos, where Rivka says, go to my brother Lavan. So it's very clear that Lavan and Rivka are brother and sister. So the fact that it calls her Rachel, not just Rachel, Rachel bas Lavan achimo, is strange. But then listen to what it says in the next few words. V'es tzon Lavan achimo, and he also saw the sheep of Lavan, the brother of his mother. In the same pasuk, it mentions, again, just in case you forgot who Lavan was three words earlier, it's Lavan achi imo. And then the pasuk continues that Yaakov came, approached, and he moved the rock off the well, and he vayash keset tzon, he gave water to the sheep, but not just any tzon, it says tzon Lavan achi imo. Just in case you forgot, again, within the same pasuk, that the sheep belonged to Lavan, and Lavan was was achi imo, was his uncle. So it mentions again that it's the tzon Lavan achi imo. So three times in this pasuk, I don't think you needed to do it even once. And to use this expression of Lavan achi imo is very strange. And then, now, not to mention two psukim later, not to mention, but I'm going to mention it, Vayagid Yaakov l'Rachel, Yaakov spoke to Rachel. What did he say? So he says, he speaks to her, and he says, Ki achi aviyahu. He says, oh, I'm actually, he said, I was a brother of her father, V'chi ben Rivka, who he's talking about how he's the son of Rivka. So again, this emphasis on Achimo being the son of Rivka, he's that's such a focus. What's going on here? And there are other questions you can ask throughout the text, but just with that starting point, I'd like to take a look at the Das HaKeinim that on the pasuk we alluded to earlier, which is pasuk Chaf Hei, also in Perek Chaf Tes. This is the morning after the switch, after Rachel was or Leah was exchanged for Rachel. Rachel was exchanged for Leah, I guess, whoever's perspective you see it from. So it says Vayhi Baboker, and it was in the morning, that morning after, and the pasuk says Vihine Hi Leah. Behold, it was Leah. Turned out it wasn't Rachel, and of course we know about the simanim. But listen to what the Das HaKeinim says over here. Right, it says Shakol Laila Hayisa Osa Atzma Kerachel Mitoch Hashlosha Simanin Shemasrala. That the whole night, Leah conducted herself like Rachel, Mitoch from the midst of the three Simanim that he gave to her. Nida V'chala V'hadlaka Saner Kilmo Shemasra Yaakov Rachel. The three Simanim that he gave were Nida, Chala, and Hadlaka Saner. Those were the simanim that Yaakov gave Rachel, and Rachel gave over to Leah. And I'm not sure if when the pasuk says that she made herself like Rachel, mitoch hashosha simanim, does that mean that she said the three simanim, or she acted in accordance? Like when they got home, maybe the lights were off, but she was making challah. Maybe she was lighting Shabbos candles. She was careful about Nida. She mentioned that she was Tahora, whatever it was. But she did these. But these three simanim, say the Bali Tosfos in this Das HaKeinim right here, that they were Nida, Hachala, and Hadlaka Saner. So what could that teach us? What might that mean to us? I mean, questions aside about Hadlaka Saner being a derabanan. I mean, made much later on, and the Torah not being given yet. These three mitzvos, the mitzvos of women, the could be the bud kemisa, the dove kemisa. They're mentioned in Gemara and Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Aleph, and Maseches Shabbos, also Daf Lamed Aleph. They are definitely three independent mitzvos, but they do seem to correspond to three things that we happen to know about Sarah Imenu, and then Rivka Imenu as well. We know that there was always a cloud. Chazal tells us there's always a cloud over the tent representing the Shechina over the tent of Sarah. Of course, the Shechina could only reside over a tent of a man and woman if there was proper Taras HaMashpacha there. So it could be that would correspond to Nida, while the more obvious connections are that there was a miracle that the Shabbos candles would go from week to week, which indicated that they were makbid on Shabbos candles, and that there was blessing in the challah, which would also correspond to the mitzvah of challah. So it could be that these three mitzvos of women correspond to the three unique qualities of Sarah's tent. And one of the main places Chazal tell us about that is in the context of Rivka, in Rivka's tent, or Rivka taking over Sarah's tent. You see, in Parshas Chayesara, in Perachaf Dalid, so the very end of the parak, it says that Rivka was brought to Yitzchak, and the last pasuk says, V'yayel Yitzchak ha'ohala Sarah imo, that Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent of Sarah, his mother. Right, the tent, and it says Sarah, his mother. And Chazal tell us that he saw that the three special signs of Sarah's tent had returned when Rivka entered the tent. And it says, Vayikach es Rivka vatila leisha vayavah. He brought Rivka, he married her, he loved her. It says, Vayinachim Yitzchak acharei imo. Yitzchak was comforted, he was consoled after his mother, meaning that he had an attachment to his mother, and his mother played a certain role in his life, practically, emotionally, but certainly spiritually as well. And when Rivka was brought back into his life, so Sarah was able to continue to be there in spirit, and he was comforted over Sarah. Now, if this took place with Yitzchak and marrying Rivka, then we can definitely suggest that the same kind of thing was happening with Yaakov as well. We know that in last week's parsha, when Yaakov is sent out by Rivka to get married, so, right, he needs to find, really, we know he has a close connection with his mother. The parsha begins last week, parsha's told us, telling us about how Rivka visits Yaakov. They have a special relationship, and he would presumably need to marry somebody who would be able to fill that void and all the roles, or at least many of the roles that his mother is able to provide for him. He would need someone to be like that, especially since we know in hindsight that Yaakov actually never does see his mother again. And it could be that this is why it references Rivka so many times when he meets Rachel again and again, that it's Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, his mother's brother. And then it's the sheep of Lavan, his daughter's brother. It keeps mentioning Rivka again and again. And he says, I'm the son of Rivka, because that was what was on his mind. And I mean, there are a lot of parallels in this scene. You can take a look at the two texts side by side of the scene where Eliezer meets Lavan and Rivka, and over here where Yaakov meets Lavan and Rachel, there are a lot of similarities, a lot of textual parallels and different comments. I mean, just for example, the pasuk says that the days that he was working for Rachel, which were really 7 years long, so the pasuk says kiyamim achadim, like a few days. It's a strange phrase, but we've actually seen it before. That's what Rivka at the end of Parshas Todos tells Yaakov, that he should go for Yamim Achadim, for this number of days. And then over here it says that he was working for her for Yamim Achadim, because of his great love for her. It felt like Yamim Achadim. Makes you wonder, love for whom? For Rachel, or for perhaps also Rivka? And if that's true, that he's trying to find this this replacement for Rivka, so when he needs to find a wife, he needs to be able to communicate what it is about Rivka and her Masorah, that right, or kind of Masorah that she got from Sarah, or from Sarah's tent. And so it would be the Simanim, would be the three miracles that happened in the tent, which could have very well resulted from the three mitzvos of Challah Nidla and Hadlakas Aner. And so perhaps that's why Yaakov told Rachel these simanim, that these are the things that I'm looking for, and these are the things that are special, and she told those over to Leah. So this comment of the Das Sekanim, of telling us what these simanim are, could really unlock a much greater connection of Rachel and I guess Leah too to Sarah Rivka, and this unit of the Arba Imahos and their legacy.